Juneau petitioned the state's local boundary commission seeking to annex some of the same mainland territory in Petersburg's proposed borough, and wants the state's highest court to weigh in on the dispute. Mayor Merrill Sanford explained the appeal this week.
We felt that the boundary commission did not look at our petition in the same light as they looked at the Petersburg position on this whole issue. So in the end, our law department advised us that we didn't have the same amount of scrutiny on our position that we would like to see happen and be able to justify our thoughts on it.
The contested lands are between Holcomb Bay and Cape Fanshawe. The area includes 30,000 acres at Hobart Bay, owned by Gold Belt, that's Juneau's native corporation. Juneau filed its annexation petition in 2011, about 7 months after Petersburg's incorporation petition went in. Capital City lawyers sought to consolidate the two with one decision process for both, or at least postpone the Petersburg decision. However, the LBC denied that request. It held 3 days of hearings in Petersburg in May and June of 2012, with input from Juneau representatives and others. The LBC ended up approving the Petersburg borough to go to a vote, with some of the contested lands closest to Juneau removed from the new borough area. Voters approved formation of the Petersburg borough in December of 2012, dissolving the city government. In its appeal to the state Supreme Court, Juneau argues it was not able to present all of the evidence of claims to the contested land. Mayor Sanford said the lands are important enough for the appeal.
I know that in the end, it is a decision between Petersburg and Juneau, but it's the Boundary Commission's duty to hear these things in a fair and equitable manner, and our law department has made the decision that they probably, in her mind, and in our mind, didn't do that yet.
Meanwhile, the latest appeal could delay some decisions in the new Petersburg borough, including the possible transfer of a state-owned dock in Hobart Bay. It's one of three remote dock facilities the state may eventually transfer to Petersburg. The new municipality has also assessed privately owned land in the new borough area for property tax and could be seeking to select some state land in the area as an entitlement for borough formation. Petersburg Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht told the Assembly this week he could not say when the issue would be decided by the state's highest court.
The longer this goes on, the harder it is will be for us to back up. And, you know, we're doing a lot of work on this, you know, ordinances as well as mapping and everything else related to the borough formation. So, but that's kind of the, we just don't know when it'll happen yet.
Petersburg's Mayor Mark Jensen has said defending the Superior Court appeal of the LBC decision cost the borough about $30,000. That lower court judge upheld the LBC decision in February. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.